I want to do a lesson. I've been wanting to do it for a while. And it's one of those, you write, and then you say, nah. And then you pick it up again, you say, yeah, I think I'll do that. And then it's, nah. You know, and you battle with that. Because you write a lesson for an assembly like this, it's not always, by the time you get to the assembly with it, it might have changed a whole lot. You have to be flexible and all kind of things. So y'all have always been so good about all that. I want to talk about ascribing strength to God. Now, God has how much power? All power. I'm not going to give him anything because why? He already has it. But I can ascribe it to him. I can say in my heart, Lord, you are the most powerful. Because on occasion, we who are humans kind of get things out of kilter every once in a while. And we have to be brought back to reality. In Psalm 64 and verse 34, the text says, proclaim the power of God, whose majesty is over Israel, whose power is in the heavens. Now, the first thing we know is, who's in charge here right now? God Almighty. It would be in our best interest any day, any month, any year, any century to keep it that way. He is in full authority. By our life's experience, we know something about limitations to human strengths. I never was one to be one who wanted to lift weights. Any of you guys like to lift weights? I don't. But I was going to build up one time. One time. I decided to eat more turnip greens and turnips, and it'll probably overcome all of that. Over time, we've learned something about our strength. And over time, we tend to be aware of the power in nature. I'm going to tell you something. We've seen some really bad storms pass by these windows in the past. Something that came up during the assembly. And, you know, we were all wondering, is this thing going to fall in? Or should we run for the car? And the best thing was stay huddled up right here. And we've gone through storms like that over the years. We've been together so long. We tend to be aware of power in nature, and it can be overwhelming facts when we learn about the forces of the earth and the universe. Our personal experience of the power of lightning, for instance, and the crash of the thunder, the shaking of the earth, and the quaking of the mountains, those things are real. And they happen to us. I want you to know, it doesn't matter if you're large or small. You're not large enough to quake this earth. And you're not small enough to not be a part of this earth. We serve a God who can move mountains and places when He chooses to and has done that. Over the years, we need to be aware of the strength and power and all of these kind of things. God created all of that. Everything that was ever brought to the world, including us, was brought to us by God. And God gave it to us to use and to do things with. And the word here invites us with whatever limited knowledge or experience we have and tells us, let's ascribe strength to God. We sing some songs about, I am weak, but thou art strong. Who's the weak one? Who's the powerful one? So God gets all of that. God gets the power and the glory and the honor for all of that. Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Have you ever heard when you were smaller, maybe, my daddy can beat your daddy up? Did that go on where y'all live? My daddy beat your daddy up. My daddy and another daddy almost had that on our block one time because there was a guy harassing his son. I was the son. And my daddy was about to clob him. But he got over it and we got over it. I never was mean, but I liked to do things that was fun. I lived right at the end of Hill Street in Spring Hill, Louisiana. Big old ditch right out yonder up the road. We had these pear trees that was just overcoming with leaves. And me and my buddy Billy Ray would get these women's hose before they come out with this pantyhose thing and ruin the world. You pull on just that one run. Well, you get one of them things, you don't know how long you can pull a snake with one of them things with leaves up in it. And what we would do is just be nice and kind, and then we would pull that up over that hump and just before a car's about to run into it. We had skid marks all up and down that road. There's power in the blood. My daddy tore me up for that, too. God told us to be creative, didn't he? You chose to draw. I chose to make long hose. Psalm 46, God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, I will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the sea, and though the waters roar and the foam and the mountains quake with their surging, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most Holy High dwells. God is within her. She will not fail. If God is in her, that would be us. What are we going to turn out to be? Winners. But don't you make a lot of mistakes? See, since I've been hanging out with you for like 400 years here, I done caught everything y'all got. And unfortunately, you caught everything I got. But you know who gave the power for all of it to be good? God. God can turn the rottenest thing into the most pleasant thing. That's the God we serve. You can't beat that. God is within her. She will not fail to help her at the break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice and the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is your fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done. He makes the war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear and burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. Here's the thing. I can never forget that phrase because just about the time we get a little uppity and think we're really something, God has to tune us up once again and show us that it's not that way, son. I let you work in my world. I run the place. That's what God would be saying. God will be exalted all the time among the nations. And the things that we need to know and do will come out from Him. In Psalm 73, verse 26, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is my strength of my heart and my portion forever. So we're going to consider the 29th Psalm. And the reason I got this from the Psalms is this is where God's promises really come from. They're all over the Psalms. If you're struggling with stuff, I want you to know that the Psalms are the answer. Read those things. You say, well, boy, there's a lot of those in the Bible. Let me help you with that. You better get started pretty soon. They're not there to fill up space in a book so we can call it a Bible. They're there to instruct us in the truth of God's covenant with us. Psalm 32:35, sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Sing praise to the Lord, to Him who rides across the highest heavens, the ancient heavens, who thunder with a mighty voice. Proclaim the power of God, whose majesty is over Israel, whose power is in the heavens, and you, God, are awesome in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to His people. Praised be to God. If God says He will strengthen us, is He lying? What if we don't get it just right? Can't we still have something good out of it if we get some of it right? We've come to this assembly today, and the whole purpose of this lesson is to give strength to God. And that sounds wrong, because what that sounds like is, God needs help. That's not what that's saying. Isn't there a passage somewhere God said, if I were hungry, I wouldn't ask you? Well, that same goes here. But I know this. If I honor Him, and He knows my weaknesses, He will bring me through this. He'll bring all of us through it that want to hear Him. And some of the Psalms were made aware of the writer, David. And we're aware that the Psalm was composed at a time of David's experiences as he was struggling. In one of the Psalms, we can picture David as a man growing old. I don't know if y'all have noticed it or not. When I first come here and started preaching here 37 years ago, I wasn't as old as I am. I didn't fall down much. And now, when you go off steps like this, you better be careful. Or you're going to get those who can still get up coming over here to pick me up. And I expect some of you are that way. I will die graveyard dead. You hear me? Don't worry about that. Because God's going to raise us up. And we will walk this earth again. And we will live forever. You can't beat a deal like that. In you, Lord, I've taken my refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, you rescue me. You deliver me. You turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock and refuge, to which I can always go. Give me the command to save me, for you're my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of those who are in the evil and cruel. For you have been my hope, my sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From birth I've relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. I have become a sign to many that you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. Do not cast me away when I'm old. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone. My enemies speak against me, for those who wait to kill me conspire together. They say God has forsaken him. Pursue him and seize him, for no one will rescue him. Do not be far from me, my God. Come quick. God, help me. May my accusers perish. You could pick up these Psalms and listen to David, and you could have strength that you don't think you ever have had. I'm learning that. It's not easy for me right now. It's very difficult for me right now. I've been able to do anything I ever wanted to. Now I can't. But because I can't, don't mean I'm no good. I am still in the covenant and faith of Jesus Christ. I will live forever should I die today. Now I got to watch Cole to see what's going to happen to him. See, I was watching Kevin for a while. Then come along Jeff, and I started watching him. That boy's all over the place. Then they brought Cole in the family. I don't want no more of them. We can't keep up. I serve a God who takes away my fear. I do not fear death. I fear having to wallow in the muck of it. But even then, didn't we hear a song say, I'm washed in the blood? You're still clean. You cannot lose with what God has to give us. Life is tough right now. And if you don't have enough on your plate, come talk to me for a few minutes. I'll give you a few buckets. But I know whose hand I hold. And I know whose embrace keeps me together. And I know that my loving wife has picked me up more times than I've ever picked her up. But we help each other. You know what a church family's supposed to do? Help each other. This is not about coming in here being spiritual. Spirituality is a whole different world. And it's where God abides with His people.